Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed. Season 1, Episode 1, The Refuge.
Fifteen years have passed since the traumatic events in mankind's breaking. Widespread famine, violence, and scarcity has been reality for most of the world's population. Those who survived did so by banding together, such as those at the refuge in rural Maine. Indeed, not only has the refuge fought off death, but they have chased life as well. Maria, daughter of Sam and David, and Luke, saved from his biological father in the Battle of Bangor, are about to find themselves pulled into a great battle for control of the fallen world after a ghost from their parents' past returns.
Dad always told me that when the world went down, it wasn't with a big crash. It was a series of them, like strand after strand snapping from a big web. Did he ever tell you what it was like?
No.
Well, Mom told me about New York at Christmas time. She told me the millions of people crowded around each other in their own private universes and moving at 100 miles an hour, held together by the ability for things to move, to get from point A to point B. A great, gigantic web of energy. But then, snap, 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 and the world went away. Do you remember that, Luke?
Yeah, I remember Maria.
Then tell the story, Luke. You tell it better than anyone.
You say it like it was an adventure.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
Times.
So?
I don't know, Maria. There's just so much to remember.
Start at the beginning then, huh?
What, with John Prophet?
John Prophet.
Yeah, he was the center of the web that brought all these people together. And then tore them apart. That sounds about right, doesn't it? John Prophet the Spider.
Oh, tell the story, Luke. Tell them all about John Headstrong Prophet, who nearly killed us all trying to save us.
Okay, Maria, I'll do my best.
An underground train tunnel in The Soup.
John, someone's behind us.
Quiet, Zeke.
It's okay, we're close.
Will the train be ready to go?
I sure hope so.
Right. Come on, everyone, keep moving.
Yes, sir. Come right along. What's that?
Hold up, lay low, hold up.
What? I heard.
Quiet. We got incoming.
How could they? Not this fast, we should have an hour, maybe more.
I don't know.
What's happening, Joe?
Quiet, Zeke. Everyone stay calm. We can get to the train. It's only about 100 yards past this corner.
It's too late!
Get out!
For God's sakes, calm down. Zeke, have you seen Saul?
No.
Where is he? Where the hell is he? He's supposed to be here with supplies.
Up ahead! Get up!
Everyone, stop firing. Keep moving. Come on. We need to get away.
They're coming, John.
They're coming!
I can see it.
Zeke, come on. Move your feet.
Yes, John.
Yes!
Yeah, I know. Move through it. Run! Zeke!
John, come on, there's no time!
Zeke!
It burns!
They're fighting us!
Well, damn it, then let's fight!
You're cornered, Prophet! Run out of gun!
Hell with you!
The men don't have to die!
Don't listen to them, keep fighting!
We can't do this, they've got us!
Oh, for God's sakes, grow some balls!
Storming us!
Fall back!
No, no, don't! Stay put, man! Stay put! Damn it! Stay together!
Help! John! Help!
I'm coming!
John, where are you going?
This train has to leave the station.
Wait up!
But for God's sake, Zeke, come on, fight! The train can't wait anymore!
John!
The train can't wait! You have to fight! fight! Abraham, are you ready?
I just got on.
I've got to grab Zeke.
There's no time. We've got to get on.
But Zeke!
I can't protect myself. John, please!
Damn it!
You coming or what?
Okay.
Okay, fire her up!
John! Please help me, John! John!
Down! All you pisses down! I need you!
John! John!
Five 500 miles north, a hillside in rural Maine. It is a hot, dry September day, a season of transition. A brother and sister are on the hunt, and what a score they'll find.
Hurry! Please, slow down!
Luke, hold on! We're almost there!
Slow down, please! Go! Oh, sorry.
Just be quiet.
Moby didn't scare him off.
They don't know what the sound of an engine is, I guess.
Which one are you after?
The buck.
That big bastard over there?
You hungry or what? Good. Now, one, two. Crap!
Ha! You missed! I've never seen you miss before.
Something must have spooked them.
What?
I don't know, Luke.
They're... Oh my... Hey, look over there!
Don't believe it.
It's a horse. A horse. I mean, really? Do you believe it? Where do you think he's from?
I don't know.
He's not from around here, right? I mean, you think he's from the south?
Why don't we ask him?
Hey, what are you doing?
No, hey!
No, Maria!
Hey!
Stop! Maria!
Chill, Luke. I've got a gun. Hey! Hey! Hey, you! Hello? What's wrong with him?
Well, he's all slouched.
Hey, you!
He's coming this way. Maria!
I want his attention.
No, but the horse is spooked.
What?
It's not under his control.
What? He's...
Get out of the way!
Hey, hold on!
Maria, what the hell are you doing?
It's slowing her down! Oh, hey! Hey, darling!
Is he okay?
It was just a small fall.
No.
Hey. Hey there. You with me? Hey!
I don't think that's helpful, Marie.
He can hear me. Hey, are you still with us?
Refuge.
Huh?
Are we near the refuge?
Why are you looking for that? How do you know that name? He's out again. What do we do now?
We're taking him back, Luke.
You think that's a good idea?
You just want to leave him?
No, I guess not.
Well, then help me.
Okay.
This trailer is supposed to be for the elf.
That's okay. You got enough juice to get us home?
Yeah. Dad just made up a new patch of linseed oil. All right, come on.
Nearby, an old military base, now called the Refuge. Age has taken its toll on the flat concrete buildings, as has lack of basic supplies. But it has survived the ravages of the breaking, when rival factions fought to control it and countless refugees fought to get in or out of its barbed wire perimeter. Now, it is under the rule of Staff Sergeant David Brenner and a ragtag council. It has been a hard life, subsisting on dwindling rations and fighting to grow enough food to survive long, deep winters. But it is a life. A life that seems bucolic when compared to the suffering of others in this strange world. Yet life changes on a dime, and the return of a ghost from the past will change the refuge forever.
Okay, Jonas, Carl, you hold steady. I'm going up.
You got it!
All right.
Now, let's see if it works as good in reality as it did in my head. You got a good grip?
Sure do.
Okay, here we go. Hold steady. One, two, three. Keep moving, keep moving. Got it, got it. Okay, Jonas, go.
Yep.
Got it?
Okay.
It's going, it's going. There it goes now, how about that? Not bad for a radiator fan and some scrap metal.
Hey, I'm getting voltage down here.
Nice work.
You running the pump?
Yep.
Right. Water, everyone, finally.
David.
Yeah.
Your kids are coming back.
So?
They've got a stranger with them.
What?
A stranger.
They're what? I'm coming down. Jonas, watch this.
Yep.
What's going on down here?
Dad, we found him. He was slumped on a horse.
A horse? Where the hell did he find a horse? Is that Prophet? No! No! How dare he?
Dad!
I sent you for a buck, Maria.
We tried. He appeared, and I don't...
We're all gonna starve now. Do you understand?
What did I do?
Just get the hell out of here.
You leave her alone.
Not today, Luke.
I'm too old to be told what to do.
I'll treat you as old as you act. The two of you go back out and see if you can find something other than trouble out there.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
Damn it, Luke.
Well, who is he anyway? What's the big deal?
When you need to know, I'll tell you. I'll tell all of you. Now back off!
What the hell is going on?
Look who the kids dragged in.
What is going on here?
Maria, dear, we'll tell you everything you need to know. Just let us deal with him.
You all are crazy. I will go hunting.
You and all your stupid secrets. Come on, Maria.
John, goddamn Prophet, after all these years.
Let's get him to the infirmary.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
See if I can get some light.
Forget it. Power's down in here.
How about the shades?
Sure. Jonas.
I came as soon as I heard. What's going on?
We have an unwelcome guest.
Carl told me. He, a friend of yours?
Friend's not the right word.
He was with us at the very beginning. We didn't see things eye to eye, let's put it that way.
Your kids beat this guy up or what?
Maria says she fired a warning shot. The horse spooked.
Horse?
That's what they said.
I find that hard to believe.
Him being here is kind of hard to believe. Last I knew, he was headed towards New York.
Fair enough. Let's see. Oh, that's one hell of a chest wound. He hasn't done anything for it. Infection's getting out of control, but his vitals are strong. This guy refuses to stop.
Sounds about right.
I'd feel better if you went in the night.
David!
You don't know about him, Jonas.
Do you want me to get the others?
No, not yet.
People will ask questions. This place isn't big enough for secrets.
I'd like to know what's going on before we start a panic. Wake him up.
No! For God's sake, this man just fell off a horse. Let him rest.
No rest for the wicked, Jonas. Hey, Mr. Prophet, remember me? Sam, give him some water.
Yeah.
Please, David.
Hey, Prophet! Prophet man! You get your big bad guy or what?
Here.
Thanks. What's your whistle, huh? Not that I want to waterboard you. That's just for your enemies.
Refuge.
What's that? Refuge? All right, Einstein, you found it. You found your refuge.
All right, that's enough, David.
Come on, John, what is it? You got your tail between your legs?
David!
Yeah, I don't want to be too much like him.
David.
You know exactly what's going on, don't you?
What's this all about?
Back when it all went down, we went north, Prophet went south. That's about the whole of it.
Sam.
Hey, John.
Been a while.
Too long.
Not long enough.
We're all together again.
Don't keep us guessing, John. Why are you here?
What do you think they're talking about?
I don't know. I just keep hearing Prophet.
Prophet? Like that guy.
It must be, yeah. Why else would... What else would make him freak out like that?
I thought he was dead.
Me too.
Where do you think he came from?
I don't know. Far enough away for them to have horses.
I've always wanted to go there, you know?
What? Where? Back south?
Why not? It'd be something different.
It'd be stupid, Maria. You've heard all about the things that happened down there.
That was years ago.
You're still a kid.
Going on 16.
You didn't live through what I lived through. She's pissed.
You were always like this. You were always like this.
And you've always just trusted people.
I'm done. You do what you want.
Let the man recover.
Please, as a doctor.
I'll go with what the council decides, I promise. Though I'd like to see him get what's coming. Sam! Sam!
Come on.
Well, hey, don't even think about it.
Jonas, please. Our parents are crazy.
This man is dangerous. I don't know much else.
We found him. We should at least be able to talk to him.
You'd better wait for the elders to decide.
And you think the elders will really make the right decision?
Maria!
Seriously, they're scared of everything. What do you bet they don't even talk to him?
Assuming he's willing to talk.
He wants to talk. Why else would he come all the way here?
You won't be able to talk her out of it, Jonas.
A stubborn girl does not change my opinion as a doctor.
What are they going to do to him?
That's not my decision.
But if they decide to do something bad, wouldn't it be better if he had an advocate? Someone to raise a different voice at the meeting.
He's barely talking.
Then he'll hardly even know I'm
no,
here.
No, I mean it. He should be in the hospital. We just don't have one.
Jonas, you know what my dad is like.
I do.
And he's made up his mind?
Yes. He's made up his mind, I'd say.
Then letting me in might be the only way to change it, right?
You are incorrigible.
We'll be quick.
All right.
Thank you.
Back for more?
Hey.
Huh? You. Sorry. I thought you were Sam.
I'm Maria, her daughter. You're John, right? I heard of you. Are you okay?
She had a daughter?
Huh?
Sam.
Yeah.
How about that? How old are you?
15.
Figures.
What?
Nothing. That was a long time ago.
John? John!
Sorry. I've been riding hard.
Are you the John Prophet who fought in Bangor?
I am. Who are you?
I'm Luke.
He's my brother.
I'm adopted.
Oh.
My mom and I, we escaped that day, but not my dad.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That was a hell of a day. Mostly hell.
Why did you come here?
Straight to the chase, huh?
Don't talk to me like I'm a little girl.
Yep, you got the spunk. All right. Why I came. I have nowhere left to go.
Weren't you pretty far away, though, in the south?
I was.
And?
Things changed. Very quickly. Very badly.
So why don't you start by telling us where you found the horse?
The alarm!
What's that?
It's trouble! Drop everything and run to the courtyard!
You need to get me out of here!
What? Why?
We don't have time! What did you do with my horse?
We couldn't catch it!
What? You let it go? Are you crazy?
That thing was wild!
Jesus! How about you? Do you have any horses? Give me one of them.
We don't have any horses, mister. They're all killed by the disease.
Oh, please, this is important.
What?
I did something. I'm being hunted. If those people catch me, that will be the end. Do you understand?
No, we don't.
Can you help me?
How?
We need to get out of here. Now.
What did you do, John?
I'll tell you everything, but please. You gotta start by trusting me. Do you trust me?
No. No way.
Just like Sam.
But I'll help you.
Maria!
What do you think our parents will do? They sure don't like him.
Yeah, for good reason.
You really trust what David says?
Maria,
look, you have no idea what will come if no one does anything. This idyllic little life of yours will be over. So you need to make a decision.
Just on your say-so.
If you stick around for the proof, it'll be too late.
Okay, we'll take Moby again. It still has some plaque juice.
Maria, they'll need Moby too.
They'll get it back soon enough. Come on!
All right, everyone. If you're not on the defense force, gather in the bunker. We'll give the all clear signal when it's over. The rest of you, come with me. We're headed to the armory.
David!
Jesus, yes. Chris, what is it?
They're bearing a white flag.
What?
I don't think they're here for a fight.
That would be a first.
Well, what should we do?
I'll meet them.
No way you will.
Then who else?
Fine, but I've got your back.
I can hit any one of them from here.
We're meeting them on truce,
so?
Good point, but don't fire unless you...
Yeah, David, no problem.
All right.
Bad blood flows like a river between the refuge and the dwellers, two groups of survivors fighting over scarce resources. But from the hard look in Chad's eyes, David can tell there is something special to this encounter. The coming of Prophet is something new.
Hail! Chad MacArthur of the Penobscot Dwellers.
David Brenner of the Refuge. Why are you here?
The fact that we travel with a riderless horse should speak for me. My own son is missing.
We know nothing of it.
You harbor a fugitive.
Maybe. He just showed up this afternoon.
So you will give him up?
What for?
We seek restitution on our terms.
You're gonna kill him.
He drew the first blood.
Look, I like him as little as you do, but killing
this him? This is our justice. Will you deny it?
Did you listen to the man? If he's right...
10 years ago, we reached these terms. We have obeyed the borders all these years, even when we could overpower you 10 times over. Even when you had food and our people struggled to survive. And now, when you shelter a stranger who breaches this truce, you'll deny us justice?
It's not that easy. I need to speak to our people.
This is a matter for chiefs to decide, not the tribe.
Hey! That's him!
He rides! Get him! You stalled us!
Whoa! Hey, the truce!
The truce is over!
Wait, we can talk! Hey, stop firing!
I'm sorry, you said...
Then war it will be. Remember who fired first.
I'm sorry, we didn't mean to...
Tell your people to prepare for a council of war. There will be no quarter!
Chris, what the hell did you do?
You told me to.
I said train, not... You realize what you've done? They were willing to talk.
David, your kids are with him.
What?
The stranger. Prophet.
Where are we going?
Keep our aim towards the water and gun it.
We can only go so fast.
Look out, there's some more horses. It's them. Just keep moving.
Look, he's shooting at us.
Keep low.
It's a pistol. There's no way.
No.
Stay low.
Okay, hold. Steady. I got a bead on him.
No. There. Now keep moving.
All right, Jonas, what happened? They say my kids were...
I only turned for a second.
We'll get Jezebel then.
Sam tried. It wouldn't start.
Damn it. I had her running the other day.
It's all right. Sam's way ahead of you.
What?
She grabbed the stray horse. Now she's after them.
Come on, Chris. We'll back her up.
We don't need you running off, David. We need you here.
Carl.
You need to stop thinking about your family and think about all of our families.
I need my children.
We need our chief.
He's right, David.
You and your goddamn chief. My wife and daughter are out there.
And your son, David. Your adopted son.
I said that. My son. All of them. They're all out there.
We need a council of the elders. This is a crisis. I'll gather everyone and toll the bell.
We don't need a council. We need... Damn it! That man's crazy. Crazy.
I'll vote with you, David. You know that.
This is not about votes. This is about Jonas.
It's okay, David. I'll watch the gates.
Does the Council of Elders recognize Chief Brenner?
Aye, there's one.
Aye, there's two.
Very good. Chief, take your seat.
Yeah, sure. You may all sit.
The matter the elders would like to speak about should go without saying. Do we have any who disagree? Nay, I didn't think so. Do we have any who wish to be the first to speak?
Yeah, let's start with the armed horsemen.
Not you, Brenner.
Excuse me, but I think it's a little more important.
David,
that I have...
the council speaks before the chief. You made that rule.
This is an emergency.
All the more important than to follow our rules.
Yes. Right. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but this is what separates us from them.
That's right.
And we must resolve on a course of action.
Yes, like getting our asses out of here and looking for my children.
Whoa. Whoa.
Come on. Nice.
Look, Prophet has excuses a mile long of why he came here. Some nonsense about this new republic that's taken over New York. I didn't catch half of the horse turd he piled on. But the point is this. He found us. Worse, he led the dwellers to us, and they're ready to fight.
Wait, what?
So, to prepare for war, are we?
Yes, I guess we should. But more important, we need to track down Prophet before he gets any farther away.
A farmer doesn't leave his flock when there's a wolf at the door.
That's right, absolutely.
Yes, a farmer goes out and shoots the wolf.
What do you mean by that, Chief?
I mean you need to grow some balls and come help me.
Oh.
We don't have time to bicker.
This is unbelievable.
Chief, you're out of line.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I'm out of the line of windbags you hide behind words when action is needed. Any of you wish to join the search, follow me now.
No.
Or, Brenner, come back!
Chris, come on and help me. I'm going after them.
You're not going anywhere.
Why? What's going on?
Look.
Look where? You mean...
The walkers caught up with the riders, I guess. They brought quite a crew.
And my kids?
Sam's after them, David. You can't ask for any more than that.
Damn Prophet. Damn him to hell.
Whatever else you say about him, he's a hell of a soldier. He won't let anything happen to them.
And not unless it serves his ends.
We'll need to post watch.
I'll do it. You go talk to the council.
Five 500 miles south, the city of Corinth, an ostentatious evening for the rulers of the kingdom. Here's to the new republic.
To the republic.
Wow. It's nearly a year, dear Saul, since we sent that rat on the run. What a time for freedom. And in no small thanks to you, my dear Saul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prophet fleeing like a rat, his loyalists split in disarray, the council eating out of our hand. You have over-delivered, my dear sir.
It's all for the Republic.
Yes. For the Republic. You don't drink so.
I don't care for this stuff.
This is Veuve Clicquot from the 20th century. It's an insult not to drink.
Pardon my rudeness.
Tomorrow. Promise me you will tomorrow when we at last commission the Citadel.
Very well.
The world has forgotten its manners, so... But I will teach you all its finer things. You are a loyal servant, but without a sense of style, you'll never be a leader of men. Now, that's not an insult. It's just the reality. You need a sense of grandeur of society. The essential beauty in America that we're trying to save.
I'll try, sir.
Yeah. You'll understand once I show you the Citadel. The entire city run on that reactor. Television, trains...
You're not worried about...
We'll find it in time, please. Don't dampen our night. Another drink. And please, Saul.
Yes. Yes, sir. For you.
A toast. May the Republic live on.
May the Republic live on.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.